This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are you sure you don't want another rasher of bacon? I can easily throw one in for you.
No thanks, I can't be too long. Those barley fields aren't going to re-drill themselves.
You don't need to give yourself indigestion. You've got all day.
I'm going to need it. I've got to get that barley in. Now the maize harvest is over and the herbicide's killed off the black grass at last.
Look, you don't need to take Brian's criticism to heart. You don't usually.
I don't usually agree with him. This time I do. Not that I told him.
Yeah, but even so...
I made a mistake, Ian, and it cost us a lot of money.
Well, yeah,
I should have done a better job on the black grass in September. Do you want some more coffee?
Yeah, please. Look, that may be what Brian says.
Not but just Brian. Debbie's been on my case about it too.
Everybody makes the odd mistake, and I certainly have.
That isn't the point. Could you pass me the butter, please?
No, the point is that even if the mistakes I've made have cost Grey Gables money, that's more than outweighed by the money I've made for them.
Probably.
Yeah, and I think it's a bit rich of Brian, when his mistake left the farm in the red, to kick up a fuss when you've costed a few thousand.
Yeah, a few thousand we could do without losing.
Yeah, I know, it's not ideal, but just give yourself a break. Look at everything on the farm you have to keep up the speed on. The strawberries, the weather, all the trouble you had getting pickers.
Well, the less said about them, the better. Let's just say I don't think Freddie Pargeter will be on my list for next year.
Let's just hear say that he was dealing to the pickers as well.
Well, all the other gossip about him has proved to be true, hasn't it? I could kill him. As if Home Farm hasn't had enough scandal this year.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've said, you've had a lot to deal with.
I'm touched you've noticed all this.
I have. The person who hasn't is Brian. And I haven't even finished yet. I mean, then there's the cherries, the sheep, the deer, the cattle and the herbal lays.
I think that's more or less everything.
Yeah, it's too much is what it is. I mean, given all your responsibilities, the miracle is you don't make the odds slip up more often.
Your support means a lot to me. But the black grass and the lower yields from the wheat, that isn't just the odd slip up. It's made me think seriously about how I operate in general.
And what have you concluded?
Well, maybe it was quite useful to have Brian around to keep an eye on things.
Well, you did nothing but complain about him interfering and trying to take control of everything.
That's the problem. He never knows when to stop. Give him an inch and he'll take a mile. Anyway, I'd better get on.
Well, you'll be back for lunch, won't you?
Oh, yes. I haven't forgotten we've got guests.
Yeah, I should hope not. It was you who invited them.
I thought Mum and Gran could do with a treat.
No. I mean, poor Jennifer, it must be nerve-wracking waiting to see if BL are going to make an offer on Home Farm.
And poor Grant's had Christine's fall to cope with and all the ramifications of that.
It just goes to show you, doesn't it?
What, that we're a particularly unlucky family?
That there are more important things than a bit of black grass and a few fields of barley.
Well, all I can say is that wasn't the response I was expecting from a firm like yours. Yes, come in. Your advertising is extremely misleading.
Oh, sorry, Elizabeth. Is this a bad moment?
Only because of these stupid solicitors.
Oh, well, if you're busy...
I'm not. I've finished with them. Come in, Bert.
Well, if you're sure. Oh, I can see you're a little stressed.
Not with you. Come in, it's fine.
Well, you don't seem very fine, if you don't mind my saying so.
Well, no, if I'm honest, I'm not. If we're going to appeal against Freddie's sentence, we've only got till the end of next week.
Well, that isn't very long.
No, it isn't. But I just can't find anyone to take his case.
Oh, I see.
And believe me, I've tried. This firm sounded so promising. 24-hour cover, 7 days a week. They claim to act for people in an emergency.
But they wouldn't take Freddie's case.
No. And if the state he's been in these last couple of weeks doesn't constitute an emergency. He had a black eye, Bert.
Oh, dear.
Fear for his safety. But whoever I call just says the same thing. No grounds for an appeal.
Well, I suppose...
I mean, but there are. Why can't I make anyone understand that?
Well, I don't really know what to say.
Don't worry, Bert. I'm not going to give up. I'll find someone to help me if it's the last thing I do.
Well, maybe you should take a break. You look exhausted.
I can't. I've still got a couple of other firms to try.
Well, how about you do it later? Come for a walk with me. we could go out towards the treetop walk. The autumn colours are really wonderful this year.
Are they? And even noticed?
Oh, yeah, they'll lift your spirits, I promise you.
I haven't been out there for ages. Freddie loved the treetop walk.
I remember. He used to pretend he was Tarzan.
It's a kind thought, Bert. Yes. Let's do that.
That was a really good sermon of Alan's.
Yes, as it was. Reconciliation's an interesting subject.
I must tell him how much I enjoyed it before we leave.
Yes, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. But there's no rush. Adam and Ian aren't expecting us till about 12:30 at the earliest.
Good. I want a word with Linda about the lesson reading rotor. I need a swap.
Ooh, be careful. She's on the lookout for a cast for her new production. She's already got Lillian and Justin signed up.
Yes, so I hear. But I hardly think she's likely to recruit me. What is it, anyway?
I don't know. She wouldn't tell them, even.
Typical, Linda.
Yeah, and she was asking about Auntie Chris earlier, so maybe you can let her know that she's coming out of hospital tomorrow.
Yes, there are a few people who won't know.
It'll be a weight off your mind.
It will be when she's safely settled in the laurels.
You really don't need to come and help. Lillian and I have got it all covered.
No, I want to. I just wish you could come straight back to the lodge.
Now, Mum, you know that is not possible.
Well, I feel bad about you taking on extra responsibility with all you've got to cope with at the moment.
Yeah, I can't say it's been the easiest 2 weeks.
Are you still waiting to hear from BL about their offer on the house?
Yes.
I heard there was some tension with Elizabeth as well. You want to tell me what that's about?
I suppose you'll hear eventually. Everyone else seems to know. Freddie gave drugs to Nola Tando.
Freddie did?
Mm-hmm. And she had some kind of bad reaction, apparently, and she was very ill.
I can't believe he'd do that.
I'm afraid Brian and I got into quite an argument with Elizabeth about it.
Well, I don't blame you. His own cousin.
Yes. It was a shock to us, too.
What did Elizabeth have to say about it? I presume she apologised.
Not really. She asked us to leave.
She didn't take any responsibility for his actions.
No.
But she's his mother.
I know. It wasn't quite what we'd been expecting.
I shouldn't think it was.
So, what Alan said made me think. Maybe I should try to be a bit more charitable. She's having to deal with all this on her own.
Lots of mothers are in that situation, and most of them make a pretty good job of it.
Losing his father so young was bound to have a profound effect on Freddie and I.
None, nothing. That's no excuse for not knowing right from wrong. Nola Tando was his friend.
That's what we couldn't get over.
He endangered the life of someone he was supposed to care about.
Oh, I don't suppose he meant to.
Then he shouldn't have been dealing drugs. What did he think was going to happen? As far as I'm concerned, he's got exactly what he deserves.
That's a bit harsh, Mum.
You're telling me you disagree with me?
Well, not exactly, but...
Well, then.
But, like Alan said, hate the sin, love the sinner.
And I hope I shall be reconciled with Freddie one day, when he faces up to the damage he's done.
You were right, Bert. The colours are gorgeous.
Aren't they?
It's done me good seeing the woods looking so lovely.
Oh, it's getting a bit overgrown, perhaps. Could do with thinning out.
It is that time of year. I'll remind Geraldine.
Maybe you might mention that some parts of the treetop walk could do with a bit of attention, too.
Could they?
Yeah, just a little tidy up, maybe.
Oh, I see.
Nothing major.
Well, we don't want any accidents with half term coming up. Thanks for mentioning it, Bert. I'll send Geraldine an email.
Yes, but Geraldine...
Yeah, I'm hopeful half term will go off okay. We've got the kids' treasure hunt and everything else.
It's quite a lot for her to organise.
Oh, it's no more than usual. The good thing about kids is that they don't drink.
Yes, but with everything else that she's got on...
Still, fingers crossed, we'll get the licence back in January. And we can still apply for a special licence for one-off events at Christmas and New Year.
Geraldine's got it all in hand.
She's got a lot on her plate, then.
She's coping.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, she hasn't said anything to me about it.
Because she doesn't want to worry you. I mean, the grape sprayer still hasn't turned up.
Oh, I'll get her to chase him.
And neither did my first group this morning. Then I was double booked. Something seems to have gone wrong with the system.
Surely not. Geraldine's been here for years. She knows how the system works.
Well, she doesn't usually have this much to do. I think she's struggling to keep on top of everything.
Well, trying to get our heads round the alcohol issue is a steep learning curve.
It isn't just that.
But we have, and I have every faith in Geraldine.
Yeah, so do I. I just think she might need some support.
Well, and she'll get it. I'll put all your concerns in that email to her when I've finished phoning those solicitors.
Are you both happy with your drinks?
Perfect, thank you.
And Nibbles well within reach?
Much too near. They look delicious.
Yes, we shan't have any room for lunch.
Yeah, I don't want you starving while we wait for Adam.
Oh, I don't think there's any danger of that.
Oh, it won't take him long to change out of his overalls.
Pity he has to work today.
I know.
Adam is so conscientious.
Yeah, I'm glad you see that, Jennifer. I wish Brian could.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, Ian's been looking after us very well.
Oh, it does seem a shame you have to work today.
You know, farming can't be helped.
Well, you shouldn't let Brian bully you into it.
He didn't. Anyway, I'm all yours now.
I'll get you a drink.
Thanks. Some of that sparkling elderflower, if we've got any left.
I like that. It's very refreshing.
So, Gran, I hear Christine's coming out of hospital tomorrow.
And moving into the Laurels?
Will you need a hand?
Oh, no, thank you, dear. Your mother and Lillian and I are going along to settle her.
Okay. I've told you, Mum, you don't need to come.
Well, I want to.
She was trying to put a brave face on it all when I saw her.
Yeah, that'll be a big change for her.
Well, she knows it's not forever. It's only for a month, after all.
Yeah, but obviously something needs to be sorted after that. She did seem rather worried about the financial side of things when I visited her last week.
Here you go. Oh,
thanks.
That's so sad that people have to worry about money in a situation like this.
Especially when there's no need.
It's a difficult time, though.
But surely she's wrong. Selling Woodbine must have left her with at least 300,000 in the bank.
Well, is that right, Peggy?
That's what she sold it for, yes.
That's why I thought it was so odd.
Well, she always has been a bit of a worrier, though, hasn't she?
Yes, that's true.
Quite unnecessary in this case. As far as money's concerned, Chris doesn't have anything to worry about at all. I reassured her of that. So, Ian, what delights do you have in store for us for lunch?
Here's some tonics.
Oh, good. We really went through them at the weekend.
Well, everyone knocking back the scruff gin. Oh, I got a call from Dave while I was out the back.
Oh, yeah?
He wanted to know if I'd had any luck finding a solicitor for Elizabeth.
Did you tell him you hadn't tried that hard?
That's not fair. I tried a few.
Well, not many. Right, that's the sparkling water done.
Yeah, they all said any other solicitor would tell me the same. It just seemed like a waste of everybody's time.
Oh, how's David been getting on?
Well, he's got a list of firms as well, but he's getting the same story.
Oh, poor Elizabeth. She really is barking up the wrong tree, isn't she?
Good morning.
Oh, hello, darling. Not at the tea room today.
Oh, I've got the morning off.
Well, you come to give us a hand? Well, that's thoughtful.
Come to collect our parcel.
Oh, yeah, it's just here.
I don't know why they didn't deliver it to us. We were both in.
Well, they knock while you're in the shower and then they run away. Yeah, it's their idea of fun.
Here you are, my darling.
Oh, thanks.
What is it?
It's a board game.
Oh. A board game?
Harrison found it online. He's really excited about it.
Is he?
Escape from Atlantis. He and his brother used to play it when they were kids.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have had Harrison down as a board game kind of guy.
You'd be surprised. I'm under strict instructions to come straight back with it so we can play a game.
Now? Isn't he supposed to be out there keeping our streets safe?
Well, he's on a late. He says we can get a game in before I need to go.
And you're okay with that?
It wasn't entirely how I planned to spend my morning off, no.
I bet it wasn't.
But I suppose marriage is about compromise, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for this. Bye.
Yeah, bye, love.
A board game? Could that man get any more geeky? He's already a bell ringer.
Oh, don't be so mean. He must have played games like that with Shula and everyone.
Yeah, we did. They didn't usually have very happy endings. I mean, Dave is the worst loser ever.
Oh, I can't can't understand how people take it so seriously. It's only a game.
Thanks for having the coffee ready for us, darling.
That's all right. Thought you might be in need of a pick-me-up.
No, it all went surprisingly well.
If you don't count Hilda scratching me when we went to pick Mama up.
Oh, you need to be careful, Lillian. Getting rid of Christine might have given her ideas.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, to get back to Auntie Chris, it went fine, didn't it?
Mm. Remarkably smoothly.
She spotted a familiar face in the lounge, so that helped.
Peggy's happy with all the arrangements? Not still thinking she should have come back to the lodge?
Oh, no. She's happy that Chris has settled, for a month at least.
Though we are going to have to start exploring options for after that.
But a successful morning, then.
There was one thing that was a bit odd.
At the Laurels? Mm. There was no problem with her room, surely. I mean, that was lovely.
Oh, no, no. It happened while Mum was filling in forms at the desk. I think you were with Auntie Chris and her friend in the lounge.
Mm, probably. Oh, that Tricia is a nice woman, but she can talk. Oh.
There was a problem with the forms.
Well, not exactly, but it sounded as though Mum was paying the fees for the month.
No, no, Peter is, surely.
Well, that's what I said to her.
You mean he's not? That can't be right.
And I asked Mum about it. Of course I did, but...
Well, what did she say?
Just some temporary glitch with a bank transfer because he's out of the country so much.
Well, I hope he sorts it out soon. We don't want Mum being out of pocket.
No. Well, I'm surprised Christine couldn't cover it. She's got enough money, hasn't she?
Oh, yes, we don't have to worry about that. I double-checked that with Mum, and she said it was all fine.
Well, there you go, then. Nothing to worry about.
Well, I suppose I should be getting back. I hope Justin's got my lunch waiting.
Ooh, not in your good books.
No, he is not.
Well, I shall be helping Jenny make ours.
Oh, again? Maybe it's not such a bad thing you're doing less on the farm.
Well, I just think we should make full use of our splendid kitchen while we can. Do you know any more about Beale's offer on the house, Lillian?
Has Justin said anything?
I'm afraid not. That's why he's not in my good books.
Oh, I see.
I'm doing everything I can to persuade him it's a terrible idea, and trust me, I can be immensely persuasive when I want to be.
There. Mm-hmm. No danger of us running out of scruff gin now.
We should have checked it when we realised we was low on tonics.
Hello again.
Ooh, twice in one day. We are honoured.
I'm afraid we've no post for you this time.
Oh, yeah, well, I've come about that game, actually.
Well, the boredom of it has driven you to drink.
No, do you know what? I really liked it.
Did you?
Harrison has bewitched you. You must be in love.
Well, I am, obviously, but that's not why. It's quite gripping once you get into it. It's very tactical. We had a right laugh.
I'll take your word for it.
You don't have to. That's why I've come round.
Right.
Am I going to like this?
I hope so. Harrison and I have been planning to ask you round for tea anyway.
Oh, that's nice of you, darling.
To celebrate us all being, you know, friends again.
Oh, Fallon, that's very sweet of you.
So we thought, why not make a night of it? You know, we can all play Escape from Atlantis afterwards.
Oh, thanks. What a nice idea.
Yeah, no, thanks. What night were you thinking of?
It would have to be Thursday because of Harrison's shifts.
Oh, that ain't a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm afraid what is that we wouldn't have the staff to cover for us this Thursday.
Wouldn't we?
No, we wouldn't. No, definitely. I'm sorry, Fallon.
That's a shame. Mm. Harrison will be disappointed.
Well, I am and all.
Yeah, me too.
Well, never mind. We'll have to do it another time, won't we?
Oh, hi, darling. I didn't hear you come in.
I did call, too engrossed in your work, as usual.
Well, either that or I'm going deaf. I'm nearly finished. Just let me save this, and then I'm all ears.
Good, because I want to have a serious conversation with you.
Oh, dear, that sounds ominous.
Doesn't have to be.
Is this something to do with Christine moving into the Laurels? Because if you remember, I did offer to help.
What? Oh, no. That all went fine.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it.
This is about your ridiculous idea that BL should buy a home farm.
Now, I've told you it wasn't my idea.
Well, you didn't nip it in the bud the first time it was mentioned.
That isn't the way I like to work. We have to consider every proposal on its merits.
What merits? If you could see the distress this is causing Jenny and Brian. Jenny has been through enough this year. And Brian's resorted to helping with lunch so he can take advantage of the kitchen while they've still got it.
Good heavens, things must be bad.
This isn't funny, Justin. This is my sister's home we're talking about. It's bad enough they're having to sell it at all, let alone watch it being turned into flats or a country hotel or whatever other ridiculous ideas that Belcher woman is coming up with.
Now, I agree with you, and on reflection, I don't think the country retreat concept is going to work.
But if you think that, why are you all considering going ahead with it?
Well, I've spent the morning taking a cold, hard look at the development plans for Home Farm.
And? Don't keep me in suspense.
I've decided they're not financially viable. What I was saving when you came in was an email to the other board members stating my reasons.
Really?
Really.
Oh, darling. Thank you.
No, they may not agree with me.
Now, you'll talk them round. I'm just so pleased you listened to me.
I always listen to you, Lillian. But I made this decision for sound financial reasons. This acquisition simply wasn't going to work.
Suppose you'd thought it would.
Then I'd have voted for it.
Even when I said I'd never forgive you. I meant it.
I don't doubt that. You always mean what you say.
Yeah, I do.
At the time. And I always find a way to talk you round.
Do you really? Well, I wouldn't push me too far. If you really want to get back in my good books. Well,
I always want to be in your good books, darling.
You get over to Home Farm and tell them the good news. Lunch can wait.
Finished. Punters are getting restless.
Yep, all done now. Oh, it's been all go this morning.
Oh, it has. And now we've got a bit of peace and quiet.
No, I've told you, Jolene, I am not going to Harrison and Fallon's. I hate board games. I would rather stay on Atlantis and drown.
Oh, come on. It's just a bit of harmless fun.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Harrison sounds quite fanatical about it. I don't want to fall out with him over a game of all things. Not now we've finally made our peace.
Yeah, but don't you see? This is all part of it. They're offering us another olive branch.
Heavily disguised.
No, it's what families do.
Yeah, and that's what worries me. I told you what my family were like when they played games.
She's making the effort. Harrison is too.
Not just looking for fresh victims to feed his obsession.
No, he's sharing something that was precious to him as a child. And I think that's very sweet, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah, and you did give him a really hard time over Freddy's arrest.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I reckon it's the least you can do, personally.
Oh, all right. I suppose it is nice of them, yeah. We do still need to find cover, though.
No, I've asked Toby, and he's fine with it.
Done deal, then.
Oh, come on, Kenton. It'll be fun.
You'd make a good sous chef.
Oh, thanks for finding me another career. Even if it is only chopping vegetables.
No vegetable soup without them.
No. Oh, it's nice to feel useful. Oh,
darling, I know you've given up overall control of the farm.
I have indeed.
But there must be some little jobs you could do around the place.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
What about all this re-drilling? Adam was having to work most of yesterday. I'm sure he could use some more help.
I'm sure he could. And I'd be happy to do it. Do you think I was interfering?
Oh, maybe you should get off the farm then. How about a round of golf?
Oh, no, I'm sick of golf.
Really?
Well, not the game. It's the clubhouse. The way they all look at me now. The old boys' club. All the... Oh, no, Brian, old chap. No, we'll get this round. Oh,
darling.
Patronising. Not quite bankrupt yet.
Surely there's a farming conference or something you could go to and get some ideas.
Well, David was talking about one, actually. Brexit and something.
Oh, give him a ring, then. At least it'll get you out of the house. I know that is.
Come in, it's open.
Oh, I'm sorry to arrive without warning.
That's all right.
Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting you.
No, we were just making lunch.
Yeah, stay if you like.
No, I won't disrupt your morning any further, but... I thought you'd like to hear the good news as soon as possible.
Good news?
Yes. BL won't be putting an offer in on Home Farm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, it is. Of course, we're still looking to sell.
But you'd rather have an offer that kept your lovely home intact.
Well, we would. Such a weight off my mind.
Well, the board still has to approve, of course, but it will be my strong recommendation.
Well, I'm sure they'll take your advice.
I would have waited, but Lillian thought you'd want to know straight away.
Oh, bless her. Well, thank you, Justin, for putting us first.
No thanks needed. It was absolutely the right thing. Family will always come first with me.
Oh, Monty, really? Not here. Not on the village green.
I know you think he understands every word you say, Linda, but he's still a dog.
This wasn't supposed to happen now.
If a dog's got to go, a dog's got to go.
Get the scooper and the plastic bag ready, Robert. I don't want anyone to see
us. Evening, Linda. Robert.
Evening, Pat.
Evening. We were just taking Monty for a walk. He's really not supposed to do this here.
You can't expect a dog to know that.
That's what I said.
Anyway, he's finished now, Robert, quickly. Mm-hmm. Taking an evening stroll yourself, Pat?
No, I've just been to see Peggy. See how Christine has settled at the Laurels.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope.
Yeah, doing okay. And then I just popped into the shop to see if Susan could swap a shift in the dairy.
Here we are. All nice and clean and tidy.
There's no need to go on about it, Robert. You see, Monty agrees with me.
Well, I heard some interesting gossip.
I presume from Susan.
Really? Do tell.
Actually, it was about you, Linda.
Me? Good heavens, what on earth can people be finding to say about me?
I imagine something to do with your Christmas production.
Yes. Susan was saying how flattered she is to be given a leading role.
One of several.
Even if she doesn't know what it is yet.
Lindy likes to keep her cards close to her chest.
All will be revealed in good time.
Well, it's a tribute to you that people are prepared to trust you that much.
Well, I do like to think my productions have a certain reputation for originality and excellence.
Hmm. I gather Kirsty's signed up too.
And Lillian and Justin.
No, they were a revelation the year before last.
Well, it's no surprise to me that that man's good on stage. His whole life's an act.
You think so?
Yes. All that urbane charm, it's just a front. Underneath it, he's a cold, heartless, calculating machine.
Now, that's a little harsh, Pat.
After the way he reneged on the Beechwood scheme.
Must have been disappointing for you.
I can't believe I ever trusted him. Anyway, I'd better get back. Good luck with the rest of your casting.
Thank you.
Justin's really in her bad books, isn't he?
She should never have sold him that land in the first place.
You're going to have to come clean about this production soon, Lindy. There's only so much suspense people can take.
I need to have everyone I want in place first. I haven't decided how to persuade the next two yet.
It's going to be a tough sell.
Well, I was hoping this walk would clear my mind. Let's get on with it, shall we?
Hi, Jazza. Bit chilly for sitting outside the pub, isn't it?
There's a few of you here.
Yeah, but the others are... Oh, sneaking a crafty fag, are you?
No, I've gave up. Why won't people believe that?
Well, all right. I'll take your word for it.
Good.
I don't see why, if you've stopped smoking, you'd want to be out here with people who still are.
Oh, I like the smell of the smoke.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You used to smoke, didn't you, when I first knew you?
It was years ago.
You're one of these smug ex-smokers, are you? Like Philip?
No, sympathise. Nearly killed me.
So, which do you think's the hardest cig to gee up?
That's a good question. Which is it for you?
It's a toss-up. That first one in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that first hit of nicotine.
Or the one with my first pint.
For me, it was the first one after tea. If I couldn't have that, I didn't see any reason to stop eating.
So, how did you break the habit?
I had an apple instead.
That worked.
Kind of. I don't like smoking anymore.
I can't imagine what that's like.
Trouble is, I don't like apples either.
I can relate to that. I'm starting to feel like that about coming to the pub.
Really?
If I can't have a fag with my pint, what's the point? I've tried crisps, but it's not the same.
You're going about this the wrong way. You need to distract yourself so you don't even think about smoking.
That's what Jim says. He's tried to get me into crosswords and Sudoku, but it's not really me.
Computer games are, though, aren't they?
Aye, but Jim doesn't have any of them.
Oh, but I do. Why don't you come back with me?
What? No.
It's got to be better than sitting in the dark, breathing in other people's smoke.
Certainly is.
We'll make a night of it. Get some booze and snacks from the shop on the way. Order a takeaway if you want. That should take your mind off smoking.
Yeah, would I? Cheers, Hannah. That's really good of you.
What are mates for? I remember what it was like. Come on, let's go to the shop before it shuts.
Heavens, Tom, are you still here?
I wanted to get the empty ones all ready for the morning. I'm going to be tied up with a new batch of wieners coming first thing. Only day the breeder could do this week, apparently.
Oh, well, if you need a hand with the veg boxes, I'm free tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Yeah, I might take you up on that.
Anything I can do now?
You could start putting our order forms in. They're just over there.
There you are. What are you doing about your tea? You're welcome to join us.
Oh, thanks, but I'm meeting Chris at the Bull for a pint. Alice is off on some works jaunt.
Oh, I see.
We'll get something there.
Oh, running a bit short of these. Is this going to be enough?
It should be. I'll get some more printed, though.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, give me a few. Thanks. To be honest, I've been hanging fire a bit in case we want to add anything to the list of what we offer.
Well, I know that's what you like to do.
Yeah, there's a lot more competition in this market now.
Including from the national suppliers.
Exactly.
You had any bright ideas?
Well, we definitely need to offer a wider range of local food and drinks that people can order online.
Yeah, we had talked about using nuts and berries and making our own drinks.
Well, I thought Natasha's fruit drinks might be a good starting point for that.
Well, maybe.
It would kill two birds with one stone. She's not that far away, so they are sort of local.
Yeah, that's true.
And it would be good to start offering fruit drinks to build a market.
So we can exploit that when our own drinks come online. Yeah, good thinking.
Glad you like it.
I do. Have you spoken to Helen about it?
Yes, but you know what she's like. She says she'll think it over.
That's never a bad thing.
Hmm.
Maybe we could all get together, have a coffee, do a bit of brainstorming.
Natasha as well?
Yeah, if you like. If we're using her products, that makes sense, doesn't it?
I suppose it does.
Oh, you sound doubtful. Thought you'd be all for it. You two seem to be getting very chummy.
Mum, there's nothing like that going on.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Now, Natasha's far too busy to get chummy with anyone. I haven't been able to get hold of her all week.
Come in.
Sorry to disturb you, Lindy, but I wondered what you wanted to do about supper.
Supper?
Well, I can keep yours hot if you're deep in literary thought.
Oh, you've cooked it already?
Well, yeah, it is 7:30.
Well, you should have called me earlier. I didn't mean you to get it ready all on your own.
I did pop my head round the door, but you were lost to the world.
Well, you should have coughed or something.
I don't like to disturb you when genius is burning.
I don't know about genius, but I am feeling happier about my script.
Well, how about your cast?
The last pieces in the puzzle. I think I've had a breakthrough on that front, too.
You've thought of a way to persuade them to take part?
With your help.
My help?
Don't look so scared. I'm not asking you to kidnap them or anything.
Good.
Tell me, when is the Cider Club meeting this week?
Well, Thursday, but why do you want... Oh, Lindy, you're surely not thinking...
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to beard the lions in their den.
Right. Now I've got you where I want you.
Well, that's what you think.
Oh, hi, Jazza. Didn't know you were coming round this evening.
I invited him to take his mind off smoking.
By drinking and eating and playing war games.
Which I've just won. Got you.
Oh, it's not fair. I was distracted by Tom coming in.
Well, you shouldn't have been. The game's no over till it's over, hen. And it's fair in love and war.
Oh, I don't know about that. I call it cheating.
I'll give you a chance to get your revenge.
You're back early.
Not that early.
I said you and Chris had planned a lad's night out.
I wasn't in the mood. Then Alice texted him that her do had finished early, so...
Lightweight, sir.
The same can't be said for the pair of you. Premium lager, huh?
Yeah, all thanks to Jazz's generosity.
Oh, but can he smoke? I've got to take my pleasures where I can find them. Right, time for that rematch.
I think Tom's right. It's too late to be starting another game.
You didn't notice the time till he mentioned it.
Yeah, because I was having such a great evening. But let's quit while we're ahead, though, yeah?
Or at least you are.
We haven't drank all the booze yet.
Well, save it for another time. You've got an early start, remember?
The milk round. I've managed that when I haven't even been to bed.
Yeah, the load of wieners arriving.
Yeah, and I need to be at the unit bright and early, too.
All right. If you're all going to be boring, Thanks for a great evening.
I enjoyed it too.
Really took my mind off the fags for a couple of hours.
Oh, great. I'm pleased.
Thanks so much for this.
No probs.
Must do it again sometime, eh? Soon?
Yeah, we must.
Preferably when Tom doesn't arrive, we stop once.
Yeah, night, Jazza.
Oh, that was a bit awkward. You don't think he's still...
What?
I reckon something's going to happen with me and him.
No, I'm sure he's got the message by now.
I did make it clear ages ago that I just wanted to be mates.
Well, there you go then. Don't worry about Jazza. He has a different girl every week.
Yeah, hope he didn't read too much into this. It was just a friendly gesture.
Probably what I've been doing.
Oh, was this about Natasha? Is she the reason you weren't in the mood for your night out?
I haven't heard anything from her all week.
It's only Tuesday.
Or over the weekend. And I've sent her two messages and a link to an article on orchard management.
Oh, irresistible.
I thought she might at least take a professional interest in that.
She's away. She's busy. It happens.
No. She's just not interested. I misread the signals. That's all.
Oh, we all get things wrong sometimes.
We do. I certainly have.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
Not only about Natasha. I was thinking about us.
Us? Oh, I see.
I wish I hadn't... Well, maybe I was a bit premature in calling a halt to our relationship.
The casual sex bit of it?
Well, yes.
Do you know you're blushing?
Am I?
And well, you might. Natasha doesn't want to know, so suddenly I'm wildly attractive again.
You always were.
Oh, flattery now. You must be desperate.
I know it must seem like I've been messing you about.
Yep.
And I'm really sorry about that.
How sorry?
I could show you if you wanted.
Could you?
Oh, I've done it again, haven't I? I put my foot in it. No, forget I said anything.
No, not so fast. I mean, I am at a bit of a loose end now Jazz has gone, and I don't really have to be up early in the morning.
That's a coincidence. Neither do I.
What about the wieners?
Yeah, Jazzy can do them.
She's a bit of an awkward one.
Right, so what should I do?
Just be careful how you attach the teats.
Right, you are. Come on, girl. Nothing to be scared of. That's the way.
Well done, Johnny.
Thanks. She didn't have anything on her tail to say she was awkward.
No, we don't always bother with that. When it's your own herd, you don't need to.
I suppose not.
You get a sixth sense. Same when they're ill.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can tell when a cow's coming down with something, even if she's not exhibiting any clear symptoms.
That must take some doing.
I've been in a milking parlour since I was a toddler. It's second nature to me.
I've got a lot of catching up to do.
So it's vital that you get as much experience as you can before you have to run your new herd.
It's very good of you to let me loose on yours.
No problem.
Do you think I'll get there?
Sure. You really care about animals.
I do.
That's half the battle. If you're prepared to put the hours in...
Yeah, I am.
Then I'm sure you'll get to be a really skilled stock person.
She's finished.
Well spotted. Off you go, girl. On to the next one, then.
Can I do her?
Be my guest.
So, how's things with Bella going?
Don't ask. Even taking up karate didn't impress her in the end.
Nah, gutted.
Well, you win some, you lose some. What about you?
Not a sniff, mate. Comes to something when Tom's got a better love life than us.
What, her from the Nuffield?
Although, actually, all seems to have gone a bit quiet on that front. She hasn't got back to him recently.
You shouldn't let on that he's keen.
Still, he and Anna have stopped rowing.
Oh, well, that's something.
And he did seem in a better mood this morning. I'm going to have to get off pretty quickly when we finish this. It's a veg box day.
Yeah, that's fine. Go now if you like. I'll finish up for you.
Oh, thanks.
Though, actually...
What?
I need to pop over to Pennyhassett to take a look at some machinery. You wouldn't want to start the afternoon milking for me. Only if you've got time.
Yeah, if you think I'm up to it.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You're a complete natural, Johnny. Bit more practice and you'll be well away.
Ah, thanks, Josh.
The pleasure's all mine.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Shula. Day off?
Yes. Josh said I'd find you here. I wanted to talk to you about Elizabeth without Mum walking in on us.
Yes.
But if I'm interrupting your work...
No, I'm just giving the suckler cows a bit of extra silage. Nothing that won't keep.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'll be glad of a chance to talk to you about Elizabeth myself.
Have you seen her?
No, but Bert has. I was chatting to him yesterday while we were doing a bit of fencing.
What did he say?
Well, he was really concerned about how things are going at Lower Loxley. The business side, I mean.
I imagine that isn't her priority right now.
No. He thinks Geraldine is finding it a bit much to handle on her own.
Did he tell Elizabeth that?
Yeah, but apparently she didn't seem to want to hear it.
Oh, I don't know what we can do.
Well, I have tried to ring some solicitors on the list she gave us.
Yes, so have I.
Whoever rings, I imagine they all say the same thing.
No case for making an appeal.
Exactly. And even if there were, there's no time.
Mum doesn't know about any of this, does she?
I don't think so. She hasn't said anything.
Yeah, well, we don't want her worried until we've worked out what we can do.
I agree. Carol's taking her out today.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Afternoon tea, and they're going to the theatre this evening. Late birthday treat. And then I think she's stopping the night with her.
Brilliant. It'll help to take her out of herself.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Elizabeth needs. A bit of time off from worrying about it all.
That's a good idea.
Are you free for a chat tomorrow? I'll get Kenton round.
Tomorrow's not good for me. What about late Friday afternoon?
Yep, that should be okay. I'm going to a conference with Brian.
Oh.
Opportunities and challenges of Brexit.
That should be interesting.
Well, Brian seemed to think so. Anyway, I'm sure I'll be back.
Good. I'll give Kenton a ring. And I might just drop in on Elizabeth. You've given me an idea.
Yes. Bye, Lily. Come in.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, Sheila.
Is this an okay time?
Yes, of course. I didn't know you were coming.
I did try to phone the office and your mobile, but they both seem permanently engaged.
Well, Geraldine and I are really busy getting ready for Halloween and bonfire night.
Oh, yes, of course. Elizabeth, are you all right?
Yes. Yeah, I was just on the phone to Lily.
Problems with Russ?
Oh, no, no. Well, probably, but she never said. Just checking in, you know? Actually, I should call her back.
Well, I won't keep you long. I thought maybe you could do with a break.
Lunch? I'm not very hungry.
No, not lunch. I want to take you to the cinema.
What?
The indie cinema in Felpisham's got a showing of Desperately Seeking Susan. Remember how much we loved it?
Yes, we did. But look, I get so tired by the evening.
There's an afternoon showing today.
This afternoon?
Yes. Then I can drive you back and cook you supper if you like.
Look, I can't spare the time. Like I said, we're really busy.
Yes, which is exactly why you need an afternoon off. Just to get away from everything for a while.
Oh, I wish I could.
Oh, please come with me. I don't fancy going on my own. And you love a good film.
Yeah, I did.
And if we catch the trailers, there may be something Freddie likes coming up in a few months. Something for you to talk to him about next time you visit.
Next time?
Or something for him to look forward to, maybe.
Maybe.
And it'd bring back such happy memories of the first time we saw it. Be nice to remember some good times, don't you think?
Oh, hello, Johnny. Oh,
hi, David. Hope you don't mind me doing this.
No.
I realise it's very important to have the parlour absolutely spotless before you bring the cows in.
Yeah, you're quite right.
I'll get them as soon as I've finished. I'm not late with that, am I?
No, you're quite early, actually.
Good.
Johnny, I'm a bit confused. Are you saying you're doing afternoon milking?
Yeah, that's right.
Then where's Josh?
He's going over to look at some machinery. Penny Hassett, I think.
Oh, is he?
Didn't he mention it to you?
No, he didn't.
He went through the ways you do things at Brookfield this morning, so I know all the ropes.
Yeah, I knew he was showing you, but...
I need all the experience I can get.
Yes, of course, but Josh really shouldn't...
He says it's hands-on experience you really need.
Does he? I wonder how he'd know.
From being around cows since he was a baby?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't have that advantage, you see. I'm making up for lost time.
Hey, look, you really don't need to worry about that. You're conscientious, you're a quick learner, and you take what you're doing seriously. Qualities some people simply don't have.
Oh, cheers, that's really good of you. You don't mind me doing it?
I don't mind you doing it at all. But it doesn't seem very fair that you're on your own.
Josh said he'd be back in time to help me finish off.
Oh, that was big of him.
He's been great. It was really nice of him to give me the chance to try it all by myself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's all heart.
It's popular, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really crowded.
I didn't think this many would come to an afternoon showing. Let's go the whole hog, shall we? Get some popcorn. We'll have time before the film starts.
Sure.
haven't been here for ages.
No, nor me.
We used to come a lot when the children were small.
Yes, we used to bring Dan.
Freddy was obsessed with Wall-E. We had to see it 3 times.
Oh, is that the one with the little robot trying to clean up a planet?
Yeah, and he finds a small plant and looks after it. Freddy said he wanted to do that.
Oh, he was such a sweet boy.
Same as his daddy was doing with the trees. Shula, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Take me home, please.
Oi, Josh, just a minute.
Can't it wait, Dad? I really need to get off.
You've only been back 5 minutes.
I know, but...
I've got a message for you from your gran.
Oh, right. What is it?
She's gone out and she won't be back till tomorrow morning, so she said, could you shut up her hens for her?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
You're sure? Only one or two other things seem to be slipping your mind at the moment.
Like what?
Like doing the milking this afternoon.
Oh, that. Don't worry, I've got it covered.
I know. By Johnny. I've just been speaking to him.
Right. Is there a problem?
Not with his milking.
Good. I didn't think there would be.
Having a so-called mate ready to exploit his good nature, now that is a problem.
Why, what's Tom done now?
I meant you.
Me? How am I exploiting him?
He's doing your milking for you.
And I'm doing him a favour. He needs the experience.
What, of being unpaid labour?
With the milking. I'm helping him become a better stockman.
How very altruistic of you.
I am.
Come off it, Josh. This is me you're talking to. I'm not as kind-hearted as Johnny, or as naive. Not about you, anyway.
I just thought it would be a good idea.
Well, what, so you could get out of your responsibilities on this farm to pursue your own interests again?
No, it wasn't like...
I am not arguing with you, Josh, but this never happens again. Is that clear? Ever.
Thank you for bringing me home.
You don't need to thank me. I'm so sorry, Elizabeth.
What for? Trying to give me a nice afternoon?
I hoped it might take your mind off everything for a few hours. Give you some respite.
It's a really kind thought.
And it's too soon. I understand.
It just wasn't very good timing, that's all.
Do you want to tell me why you were so upset?
Oh, it's silly.
I didn't want to ask you on the drive home. I could see you needed some time.
Yes, I did. It hasn't been a good day.
Because of Lily's phone call or something to do with Freddy?
Both. I've been even more worried about Freddy, if that was possible.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
He's had no visitors this week.
Oh, I presumed Lily had been.
They're only allowed 3 a month.
Yes, I see.
I've just been imagining him in there. On his own, no one to talk to.
Terrible.
I was hoping he'd be able to ring. They can't always, you know.
Yes, you said. But he didn't.
I tried to persuade him to approve my visit next week, but he wouldn't. I hoped he'd have changed his mind by now.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I tried to make the best of it. I thought Lily might be going. She hasn't seen him yet.
Right.
But then she rang and told me he didn't want to see her either.
Oh, no.
She was crying, Shula. She's so worried about him. You hear such dreadful stories about young men in prison.
Oh, Elizabeth.
And they won't move him nearer to us. I had a letter from the governor today, too.
I do wish you'd said something.
Well, there are no places nearer. He said I didn't need to worry. They were monitoring Freddy's well-being.
Well, I suppose that's something.
Well-being in that place? What must he be going through?
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, but I do imagine it. It's all I can think about all the time. I mean, I'm trying to work and all I can hear are keys turning in locks. Freddy's locked in. He's locked in that place with heaven knows what sort of people.
I suppose you'll just have to try not to think about it.
Well, I couldn't come out and enjoy myself when Freddy's in hell.
Of course you couldn't.
I do try. I mean, I know it would be better for me if I could stop thinking about it. But I can't.
No.
Yeah, Bert took me up the treetop walk.
That was kind.
Yeah, it was. All I could think was how beautiful it is in the autumn. Freddy couldn't see it.
Of course.
Can't stand this anymore, Shula. I've got to get him home. I've got to. Whatever it takes.
Yes, Elizabeth, I do appreciate how urgent it is. Yeah, and I will ring some more solicitors, I promise. Look, I'm sorry, but I've got to go now. I need to find Josh. Yes, something has happened.
Oh, Jill. Hello, nice to see you.
You too, Linda. Monty's looking well.
Oh, a good diet, regular walks, lots of love. That'll do the trick, don't you think?
I do, for dogs and children. I wish I thought Elizabeth was taking better care of herself.
This must be such a difficult time for her. I was going to ask you how she is.
Not good, I'm afraid. She looks thinner every time I see her.
Oh, dear.
Not that I see her very often.
Really? I thought she'd be relying on your support.
And I'd be only too ready to give it. It isn't for the want of offering.
I'm sure it isn't.
She's hiding things from me, Linda. I know she is. She says she's busy,
but... Well, throwing yourself into work can help sometimes.
No, it's just an excuse. But Shula was going to take her out for a little break yesterday, so hopefully that helped.
I'm sure it did.
I certainly feel better for the mini break Carol treated me to.
Oh, how lovely. Where did you go?
Not far. Afternoon tea at a National Trust place yesterday. Then off to the theatre.
Lovely. What did you see?
The Messiah.
But that's an oratorio. Oh, I agree, it's very dramatic, but...
No, it was a play. Very funny.
Was it?
Yes, just what I needed. Then I came back and stayed the night at Glebe, and as you see, I'm only just leaving.
Well, it's so good to catch up with old friends.
It was. I'm popping over to the shop to buy some chocolates as a thank you. Then I'm going to see Chris. I've got a list as long as my arm before I get back home.
Well, you look all the better for it.
Thank you. I wasn't sure it was going to work with Elizabeth so much on my mind.
I can understand that.
But the play took me to quite another place for a few hours.
Ah, magic of the theatre.
I hear we can expect another wonderful production from you this Christmas.
Well, I am hoping this one will be rather special.
I'm sure it will be. You always surprise us.
I just need to get a few more vital ingredients in place, so I'd better get on.
I thought I might find you up here.
Oh, hi, Dad. Sounds good, doesn't she?
I suppose this is the tractor you went to see yesterday.
Another Belarus, and I managed to snap it up.
So that's why I haven't been able to find you all morning?
No, Dad, that's not fair. I only just went over to fetch it. I did all my chores on the farm first.
Not quite all.
Why? What did I miss out? Why have you got a sack with you?
You'll see. Oh, yes.
Are those grand's hens?
Well, I found one next to the hen house and two in the orchard, so yes, I should think that's a safe bet.
What about the other four?
Scattered, dead, who knows?
Oh, fox must have got in.
Well, I didn't pull their heads off. Yes, of course a fox got in, because you forgot to shut them up. And presumably you forgot to check on them this morning too, because if you had, you'd have seen the place littered with corpses.
I meant to.
One thing I asked you to do, Josh. One thing.
I was going to, but I got back late from Penyhasset and I needed to check on Johnny and I decided I wanted to up my offer on this tractor,
No, I don't want to hear all this. It's part of your same selfish attitude. First Johnny, and now your gran. Not to mention her poor hens.
I'm really sorry. Does Gran know yet?
I think she must still be at Carol's, but she'll be back soon.
Yeah.
And her hens will be the first thing she'll check on.
Sorry I'm late.
It's all right.
Not now, Monty. I know, it's supper time. Just let me get my coat off.
I'm just making soup for hours. You said something light would do.
Yes, that's fine. We don't want to be late for cider club.
Yeah, I'm still not sure you turning up unannounced is such a good idea.
Yes, Monty, I'm getting it. Why? You said any welcomes guests, as long as they pay.
Yeah, but they're not usually women.
Oh, really, Robert, in this day and age, that can't be an objection, surely.
I just wish you'd let me prepare them for it.
No, no, no. The element of surprise is essential to my enterprise. Hello, Josh.
Gran, you're back late.
So much to do. What are you doing here?
Well, I came... about your hens.
You came to shut them up for me again. That was thoughtful of you.
No, I wasn't thoughtful at all. Gran, I'm sorry.
What for?
It's your hens. They've gone.
What are you talking about?
I forgot to shut them up last night, and a fox got in.
Oh, no. Oh, Josh.
I'm so sorry.
Have they all gone? All the hens?
Dad found 3 dead. I did look for the others.
And?
I found 2 alive.
How could you forget? You've got hens of your own.
I know.
That's why I thought I could trust you.
You should have been able to. I'm so sorry.
There we are, mate. First point of the evening. Always the best.
You're right there, even without a fag.
And one for mine host.
So who else are we expecting tonight? Need you?
Oh, yeah, he's just trying out the new facilities.
Toilet block, you mean?
State-of-the-art toilet block. I should put the membership fees up.
Ah, you can try.
That's better. Come in.
Evening, Eddie. Jazza.
Come on in then, Robert.
I don't stand there letting the draft in.
Well, the thing is, I've brought a guest.
The more the merrier.
As long as he pays up.
You see, Robert, I told you there was nothing to worry about. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, I don't see what your objection is, Jazza.
Neither do I.
No, Lillian's a member.
What's different? She's a mate of Eddie's.
Well, I like to think I am.
Of course you are. Anyone who'll pay guest rates is a mate of mine.
Okay, she's a mate, but she's also a wife.
In my case, that happens to be the same thing.
Thank you, Robert.
Let one in the law, won't he come?
That might be no bad thing. This place could do
Lindy.
With a jolly...
See what I mean?
We like this place the way it is, Linda.
Yes, of course you do. That's why I wanted to come.
Did you?
Oh, yes. So I could experience the rough, rustic, masculine charm Robert talks about so fondly.
Does he?
All the time.
Robert, I said, what I'd really like is a night out with the lads.
Well, you've come to the right place for that.
And to hear all your plans for Apple Day.
We have got a few new ideas.
You'll still be operating the cider press, I hope. I'd so look forward to that.
I'm not surprised you wanted to get crash. You need to go out, Marian.
Jazza, I gather you recently gave up smoking.
Whatever I did.
I just wanted to offer my profound sympathies. I was enthralled to the goddess Nicotina for many years.
You what?
She used to smoke.
Gitane, mainly. Or sometimes Gauloise.
They're fags.
The French think so.
Oh, those were the days. I thought I was Simone de Beauvoir at the Café Les Deux Magots, which actually this place somewhat resembles.
Who?
Where?
Well, she was an existentialist and... Yeah, never mind.
Alas, my college friends had another name for me.
What was that?
Fagash Lil.
Fagash Lil. That's a good one, eh, Jazzer?
It is. Pull yourself a keg up and make yourself at home.
You'd be better off leaving that pan to soak.
Right. I'll just tidy up the kitchen.
You
then.
Don't have to keep doing penance.
I don't think Dad would agree with you about that.
They weren't his hens, were they?
I'm so sorry, Gran.
I'll admit it was a shock.
I'm sure it was.
But now I've had time to think about it. Well, maybe you've done me a favour.
A favour?
Perhaps it was a sign it was time to let them go.
I've told you I'll happily pay for you to restock.
That's very sweet of you. But I don't think I can face starting again.
Oh, don't say that. Now I feel terrible.
Not just the hens. The hen house was getting pretty decrepit too.
Maybe I could repair it.
No. It's honestly not worth it. It's time to call it a day.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. There's no need to look so tragic. I shall miss the hens, of course.
I know you will.
But I've still got the bees. Oh, and Josh.
Yes, Gran?
You can stop hiding in the kitchen now. Your dad's gone out for a drink with Brian.
I can't believe Dad's gone to use the facilities again.
He can't hoard his liquor.
Which can't be said of either of you two gentlemen.
No, indeed. Let me get your top up, Eddie.
Oh, I wouldn't say no.
Oh, dear me, Jazza, your glass seems to be empty too. We can't have that.
Thanks, hen. I never thought you'd hear me saying this, but you'd make a pretty good barmaid.
You're a woman of many talents.
Yeah, very true. What's this I hear about your new Christmas production?
I don't know. What did you hear?
that you're signing people up without even telling them what the show is or what their part's going to be.
That's right.
Folks are daft enough to fall for that.
Only some folks. I am missing several vital members of my ensemble.
I'm not surprised. You wouldn't catch me getting conned into something that dodgy. Last year was enough for me.
Oh, I don't know. I've always liked a bit of a gamble.
Ah, yes, Eddie, but you know you could triumph whatever part you were given, the way your performance was singled out for praise last year.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I had good crits, I know.
Yeah, but you don't want to be in it.
You've got a part in mind for me, then?
Oh, yes, indeed I have. I need men of the soil, true rustics, a breed that sadly is becoming only too rare.
Such a pity.
Right up my street. I'm in.
Hang on, hang on. Laying the odd patio doesn't count as working on the land.
Hey, I've done more than that.
In the past, but I'm optimising pig muck every day. If it's a true son of the soil you're wanting, you're looking at one.
But you said you weren't interested.
Oh, I'm of ease having a part.
Well, isn't that splendid, Lindy?
It is indeed. Thank you, gentlemen. My cast is shaping up very nicely.
Yeah, now you just need to decide where you're going to stage it.
Come in. Oh, Dad.
Can I disturb you for a minute?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just putting some stuff away.
Thanks. I wanted to know how you'd left things with your gran.
Well, she's been really cool about it.
That's very forgiving of her.
I know. I really am sorry.
So, are you getting her some new hens?
I offered, but she said she didn't want any.
Did she?
Yeah. Said maybe it was time she called it a day.
But she's been keeping hens for years.
I know, but that's what she said.
And you believed her?
Yeah.
She's never talked about giving up the hens before.
Why would she say it if she didn't mean it?
Because she's still in shock from what happened.
Do you think so?
I do. And you need to have a good hard think about how you can help your gran get over this.
Morning, Bert.
Ah.
Whoa. That fence really is in a bad way, isn't it?
Yeah, it should have been fixed before. The wind we had earlier in the week didn't help either.
Actually, Dad asked me to look at it before then, but I got sidetracked. I'm sorry.
No need to apologise to me. I like to keep busy.
I know. That's why I've come to see you. I'm hoping you might be able to help me with something.
Oh, yeah? What's that then?
If I get you the materials, would you be able to build a new hen house for Gran? I want to surprise her.
Well, her old one's seen better days. That's a kind thought.
No, not really. She asked me to shut up her hens the other night and I forgot. And a fox got in.
Oh, dear. Too much damage, did he?
He only left two. She says it's not worth starting again.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Jill.
No, Dad doesn't believe her either. So I thought if I presented her with a brand new hen house...
She'd change her mind.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Oh, thank you. I'll pay you, of course.
Well, we'll see about that. What kind of hen house did you have in mind?
Something like this. I got it off a website.
Oh, yeah, this looks pretty simple.
You can make improvements if you like. You did such a good job with the Eggmobiles.
What, maybe put wheels on it, a couple of handles so it's easy to move around?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you.
You all right to carry on having a bit of a wander?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I might as well take a look at all this bump here while we wait for the coffee queue to die down.
Right. The bookstore was interesting.
Yes. Yeah, I might get that book about soil for Adam.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks for letting me tag along, David.
Oh, no problem. Glad you were free to come.
Yes. I didn't know quite what to expect.
Well, no one knows what to expect from Brexit, do they? That's the problem.
Well, what we heard just now was quite positive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to hear there is potential for new beef and lamb markets outside the EU.
Yes, well, as the Speaker said, who'd have thought we'd be about to start exporting beef to China again?
It's not as simple as just finding other markets, though, is it?
No, it's not.
I will be interested to hear what this New Zealand guy has to say about what happens when subsidies disappear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was quite sudden for them, wasn't it?
Practically overnight. And they were still talking about it when Ruth was there.
When's he speaking?
This afternoon. I hope you don't mind if we get off after that.
No, it's fine.
Only we're having a bit of a family conference about Elizabeth. Well, Shula and Kenton and I are.
I see.
We don't want to worry Mum, but, you know, we've got to do something.
Yes.
Elizabeth just... Well, she just isn't herself.
I know. I mean, Jenny and I were very taken aback at the way she reacted when we went to talk to her about Freddie's part in Nolotando's overdose.
I'm so sorry, Brian.
Well, it's hardly your fault.
Well, she had a go at Josh about it, too. I just don't know what to do with her.
Well, I have to say, Jenny's being a lot more charitable about her actions than myself and Kate are prepared to be at the moment.
Well, that's very understanding of her.
The thing is, David, she can't keep blaming everyone else. Freddie's being forced to take responsibility for his actions. Well, perhaps it's time Elizabeth does too, before she pushes everyone away.
Sandwiches ordered, and here's our drinks.
Oh, thanks. You're sure Jolene is all right with this?
Yeah, she knows we need to put our heads together before we talk to David. And besides, she owes me.
Oh, yes, why?
Oh, it's a long story. So, you were saying Freddie doesn't want to see Lily either?
No. Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah, I do.
If I was in prison, I'd want to see you.
More likely to be the other way round, but yeah, I agree. Even if I couldn't face Mum or Jolene.
Exactly. No wonder Elizabeth's frantic.
You haven't said anything to Mum?
Oh, of course not. Oh, Kenton, it's such a mess.
Yeah, I know.
Cheer me up. Tell me why Jolene owes you a favour.
Well, it's not very funny. Well, OK. We went round to Fallon and Harrison's last night for a game of Escape from Atlantis.
What's that?
Oh, it's some board game from the 80s. Harrison is obsessed with it.
Well, each to their own.
Yeah, I know, but Jolene thought it would be a nice way for us to spend an evening with them. You know, now everything's resolved between me and Fallon.
I'm guessing it didn't turn out that way?
No. It turns out that Jolene is a terrible loser.
How terrible? Not worse than David, surely.
I don't know, far worse. I know that's difficult to believe, but, you know, when Harrison got a sea monster to eat Jolene's Atlanteans, he'd have thought he'd started World War III. And then she kept trying to bend the rules. But, as our nephew knows to his cost, Harrison is a stickler for playing by the rules.
I can imagine.
He said Jolene's attitude had ruined his favourite childhood game.
Oh, dear.
And he wished she'd shown this kind of killer instinct on the cricket pitch.
Oh, what a shame. Your lovely evening.
Oh, this time it was Fallon and me who were desperately trying to keep the peace.
You were right about that lecture. Really fascinating.
About the subsidy question, yeah.
Yeah. Good thing we're looking at a slower phasing out of subsidies than they had.
If you could trust any government to stick to that. You had a good day, then?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, thanks for sorting it out for me.
Oh, it's all right. To be honest, I wasn't quite sure why you'd wanted to come.
Well, I like to keep up with what's going on in the farming world.
Yeah, but as I've understood it, you've largely stepped down from any day-to-day involvement in Home Farm.
I have, yeah.
And you're missing it?
Well, it's hard to find anything to do that I like as much.
There's really no role for you at Home Farm anymore.
Oh, Adam doesn't seem to think so. As far as he's concerned, I'm definitely surplus to requirements.
That must be frustrating.
It is. And not just because I'm at a loose end. It's hard watching him struggle.
And not being able to help.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a criticism of him. But he's got so many enterprises to run. It's too much for anyone to keep in their head at once.
Can't you convince him of that?
No. He just sees it as me interfering again.
Oh, it's a pity. I was really grateful to have Dad on hand after he retired.
Were you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying me being in charge didn't take, you know, a bit of adjusting to, for both of us.
Well, I'm glad it's not just us then.
But once we had, well, he was always there with a keen eye, an extra pair of hands.
Well, that's all I want to be.
It would be a pity if you and Adam can't develop the same kind of relationship.
Yes.
We got a lot out of those years. I wish he was still here. He'd have known what to do about Elizabeth.
Afternoon, Bert.
Oh, afternoon, Jill.
Busy as usual, I see.
Well, that's the way I likes it.
What is it this time?
Well, it's nothing at the moment, not till I get these wood lengths sewn up.
Oh, well, I won't keep you.
Oh, that's all right, there's no rush.
I wanted to ask you about Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yes. You do see her sometimes when you go to Lower Loxley to do your guiding, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I see her.
You're lucky. She won't let me near the place. How do you think she's coping?
Well, not very well, I'm afraid.
That's what I thought.
I mean, as I told David, there are all sorts of things happening that she doesn't seem to notice.
You told David?
Yeah, earlier in the week. Didn't he mention it to you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Only he said he was going to talk it over with Shula and Kenton, so... Well, I assumed you'd know.
They didn't mention it to me either. Looks like Elizabeth isn't the only one trying to keep me in the dark.
So from what Bert said, she's really taken her eye off the ball as far as Lower Loxley is concerned.
Well, that's understandable.
Yes, it is, but that place is their livelihood.
And it's in enough trouble as it is, after what Freddy did.
Do you think we should tell Lily?
No. She's devastated about Freddy. We can't burden her with this as well.
Not even to warn her?
She's only just started university. Elizabeth would never forgive us if we worried her unnecessarily.
Yeah, but if things get worse and she has to come home anyway, well, Dave might have a point.
We'll just have to make sure they don't.
We could certainly have a quiet word with Geraldine.
Well, behind Elizabeth's back.
Would she notice? She's so obsessed with finding someone to take on this appeal of Freddy's.
Yeah, which is a total lost cause. We really need to just be straight with her.
Yes.
I thought I'd find you all in here.
Mum, I thought you'd gone to visit Christine.
I did. I'm back now. Hope I haven't missed anything.
No, we were just...
We were just having a bit of a catch-up.
You were talking about Elizabeth.
Well, yes, but...
That's fine. I want to talk about her too.
We weren't trying to leave you out.
No, we just didn't want to worry you.
Shall I tell you something? It's not working.
Sorry, Mum.
So, stop treating me like a child and tell me the truth. What is going on?
So, that's it.
Now you know everything we do.
Yeah. Honestly, Mum, we're not hiding anything now.
Oh, I believe you. So what are we going to do?
Well, why don't you drink your tea?
I told you I don't want tea. I want to know how you propose to help Elizabeth.
Well, I think the most important thing is to convince her to stop trying to find someone to take on Freddy's appeal.
But it's a one glimmer of hope.
But it's false hope. She asked us to ring solicitors for her.
And we have.
Mm. And they all say the same thing.
There are no grounds for an appeal.
She's got till next Friday.
It doesn't matter how long she's got if she can't find a solicitor to take her case.
And there aren't any.
We must have rung every solicitor in the county.
Perhaps we should look further afield.
Mum, you can't really think it's a good idea to encourage her in this delusion.
She needs to see her situation as it is.
No. You need to see her situation as she sees it.
But we do.
Well, you're trying. But you're looking at it with your heads and not your hearts. Shula, do you remember when you first separated from Alistair? You didn't want me to understand. You just wanted my support.
Yes, I remember.
Well, I'm not making that mistake again. That's what Elizabeth needs. Our unconditional support.
In pursuing a wild goose chase.
Which is bound to end in terrible disappointment.
Then we shall support her through that.
But why would we encourage her to do it then?
Because at the moment, it's all she's got. You're all parents. Wouldn't you do anything, however apparently futile, if there was the tiniest chance of getting your child out of the terrible situation Freddy's in? Yes, I know you would.
You really think that's what Elizabeth needs from us?
Yes. All you say may be true. I expect it is. But at the moment, fighting for Freddy like this is giving her focus and a tiny bit of hope. Let's not take that away from her. Not before we have to.
But if she's wrong?
You won't convince her by logic. What she needs from us now is love.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Elvin Bragg, and just before you go, I wanted to let you know about another podcast from the BBC that I think you might like. It's called In Our Time, and each week, three expert academics join me to discuss ideas from culture, science, history, philosophy, religion. At the end of each podcast, there's more discussion we couldn't fit into the live programme. To subscribe to In Our Time, go to your usual podcast provider, search for In Our Time, click subscribe and you can enjoy the programme and that extra content every week.